Title: RAG-inspired phrasing from scratch at 170 BPM, Advanced Ableton Lesson. Alright, let's build a RAG-leaning drum and bass drop. From absolute zero at 170 BPM, and we're doing it the real way, not slapping a capella on top, but making a call and response conversation between drums, bass, and vocal chops. The big mindset for this lesson is simple. RAG phrasing is rhythmic storytelling. It's pickup, call and space. That last part, space, is the secret weapon. If everything is talking, nothing is said, open Ableton Live and set your tempo to 170 BPM. Now go straight to the groove pool. Add something like swing 16-65 or an MPC 16 swing, but keep it subtle. Dart around 10-20% groove amount. We're not trying to turn DNB into hip-hop, we just want a tiny lean in the timing, so the whole thing feels less like a spreadsheet. Create 6 tracks so we can think like an arranger, not a sound designer lost in the weeds. An audio track for the break, a MIDI track for one-shot drums, a MIDI track for sub, a MIDI track for mid-bass, a track for ragachops, audio or MIDI depending on your workflow, and an audio track for effects and impacts. The goal is to get to phrasing fast. Sounds can be basic, that arrangement has to speak. Now drums first, because in RAG DNB the drums are the street the vocal walks on. Take a crunchy, classic-ish 2-bar break, amen-ish, think-ish, whatever you've got that has attitude, drop it into the break audio track. Turn warp on, set warp mode to beats, preserve transients, and make sure transient loop is off. Set the clip length to exactly 2 bars. And here's a big advanced note, do not perfectly quantize every transient. If you fix the break too hard, you remove the shove that makes RAG a phrasing feel alive. We're going for controlled chaos, not sterile perfection. Now layer modern punch on top with a drum rack in your one-shot's MIDI track. Load a tight kick, a cracking snare, maybe a rim or clap layer if you want extra snap, closed hats, a ride or shuffled hat, and a couple small perks like a woodblock or shaker. Start with a classic DNB grid as your spine. Snare on beats 2 and 4. Kick on beat 1, then place a second kick around 1.75 or 1.5 if you want it more steppy. Try both and listen to how it changes the forward pull. Hats can be steady 8th notes, then sprinkle occasional 16th stabs like little flashes of energy. Once that's looping, group your break and one shots into a drum bus. Put drum bus on it. Drive around 5-15%, boom around 20-35%, crunch low, like 0-10. Then add a glue compressor after it. Attack about 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2-1, and only aim for 1 or 2 dB of gain reduction. If you squash it, you kill the snap. We want glued, not flattened. Cool! Now we get into the RAG part. Vocal chops with intention and silence on purpose. Pick a vocal source that has short shelts, a couple longer lines with cadence, and ideally some breaths and tails. Breaths and tails are not trash, they're texture and momentum if you control them. Fast chopping workflow. Load the vocal into simpler on a MIDI track and switch simpler to slice mode. Slice by transient. Adjust sensitivity until you're getting useful pieces, not a million tiny slivers. Turn warp on inside simpler if the timing is drifting. Then set an envelope that makes chops playable like drums. Attack basically instant, 0-5 ms. Decay somewhere like 200-600 ms depending on how long you want the stab. Sustain at 0 for that stabby phrasing. Release around 50-120 ms so it doesn't click off. Now before you place any notes, think like a toaster. Not just where can I fit words, but where would the vocalist naturally lean? Here's a coach move that will instantly make it feel authentic. In 170 DNB, a convincing RAG pocket is often behind the hats, but in front of the sub. That means we're going to let the vocal feel a tiny bit late, and let the mid-bass feel a tiny bit early. So later, once you've got a pattern, try nudging your vocal chops late by about 8-20 ms. Then nudge your mid-bass answers early by about 5-12 ms. That creates swagger over a pushing rhythm. Now let's build a 2-bar sentence. This is your core template. The shape is, pickup call answer hard stop. At this tempo, a pickup on the last 16th of bar 1 is money, so leave most of bar 1 open. Then on beat 4.75, drop a micro chop as a pickup. Just a little oi energy to pull us forward. Now bar 2, put chop on beat 1. Chop B on beat 1.5. Chop C on beat 2.5. Then do something bold. Silence on beat 3. Nothing. Let the drums talk. Then chop D on beat 3.5. And maybe a tail or texture hit on beat 4, but keep it controlled. If you do just that, with a decent break, it already starts to sound like RAG DNB because the rhythm is speaking a language. Now we add dub motion. On the Ragachop's trek, build a simple but powerful chain. First, EQ8, high pass around 120 to 200 Hz, because there is no reason your vocal chops should be wrestling your sub. If it's harsh, dip in the 2.5 to 5 kHz area a little. Then saturator, soft clip on, drive 2 to 6 dB. We want presence and edge, not fizzy distortion. Then echo for the dub vibe. Sync on. Try 1/8 or 1/4, and definitely audition dotted timings. Feedback 20 to 45%. Filter the echo, roll lows under 300 Hz, roll highs above maybe 6 to 9 kHz so it sits in the mix. Add a small plate style reverb after, not a huge hall. Decay around 0.8 to 1.6 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 25 ms, low cut 250 to 400 Hz. Optional. Auto pan at 1/8 rate. Amount 20 to 35%. Phase 180 degrees if you want width. Now the signature move. Automate echo feedback up on the last word of an 8-bar phrase. Then cut it dead right on the next downbeat. That dub throw into a hard reset is pure Ragga DNB drama. It's like the track inhales and then punches again. Next, bass. Ragga phrasing falls apart when your bass line fills every gap. We need sub-discipline, plus mid-bass answers. For sub, keep it clean. Use operator, osc as a sign. Add just a touch of drive, either in operator or with a saturator after. Sub-chain. EQ8 if you need to low-pass around 80 to 120 Hz, just to keep it from being clicky. Then saturator 1 to 4 dB drive, soft clip-on. Then sidechain compress it from your kick and snare bus. Ratio around 4 to 1, attack 2 to 10 ms, release 80 to 160 ms. Aim for 2 to 5 dB gain reduction when the drums hit. Now a pattern idea. Don't re-trigger constantly. Hold notes through sections, but re-trigger with intention at phrase starts. Try sub-hits on 1, 1.5, and 3, but not on every bar the exact same way. Let the sub be the floor, not a drum solo. For mid-bass, grab wavy-table or analog. In wavy-table, basic shapes leaning square. Filter with some character like MS2 or PRD. Drive 20 to 40%. And a plucky envelope so the notes talk. Mid-bass chain, amp for bite, saturator for weight, then EQ8 with a high pass around 90 to 120 Hz so you stay out of the sub lane. If you need presence, a gentle push around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz can help it speak on smaller speakers. Then auto-filter, and automate cutoff over 8 bars so the bass evolves without you writing 50 new notes. Now the call and response rule. When the vocal is busy, mid-bass simplifies. Long notes, fewer hits. When the vocal drops out, mid-bass talks back with a 1-bar riff. You're writing a conversation, not stacking layers. Here's another high-level arranger trick. Make a phrase hierarchy. Decide who is lead for each chunk. Bars 1 to 4, vocalist leads, bass supports. Bars 5 to 8, bass leads, vocal becomes punctuation. Bars 9 to 12, drums get attention with fills or edits, vocal gets sparse. If you assign leadership, you stop overcrowding automatically. Now let's arrange a full 32-bar drop with DJ-friendly logic. Bars 1 to 8. Establish the hook. Keep the vocal rhythm memorable. Don't overdevelop yet. Bars 9 to 16. Variation. Introduce one new chop. Add a touch more syncopation, maybe a small drum fill. Bars 17 to 24. Response action. Thin out the vocal. Let bass or drums become the main voice. Bars 25 to 32. Turnaround. This is where you earn the reload face. To make it DJ-friendly, add signpost bars. Give bars 8, 16, 24, and 32 each a fingerprint so you always know where you are by ear. Bar 8 could be a vocal tag and a tiny fill. Bar 16 could be a different bass response or a brief halftime tease. Bar 24 could be a break edit or filtered drum moment. Bar 32 should be the biggest negative space move, the hardest reset. Turnaround tricks you can steal forever. In bar 31, remove the kick for one beat and let a vocal echo throw fly out. In the last quarter of bar 32, do a tape stop style moment if you want, very quick, or freeze a reverb for a split second, then hard reset on bar 33 with full drums. That reset is what makes the drop feel like it punches again. Now drum variation without losing the roll. Duplicate your 2-bar drum loop across the whole 32 bars. Every 4 bars, change one thing only, not 5 things. One thing, add a ghost snare. Swap one hat hit, add a tiny break slice fill, or a very low velocity snare flam. If your hats are sounding robotic, put the velocity MIDI device on the hat chain. Random around 10 to 20, drive 5 to 15. That adds life without changing your pattern. Now the advanced workflow, resampling your vocal and mid-bass interplay so it feels performed. Group Ragga Chops and mid-bass together. Make a new audio track called Resample Print. Set its input to that group, post effects, and record 16 bars of your best conversation. Then treat that resample like a break. This is where the magic happens. Cut out awkward breaths. Create stutters into snares, like 1/16th or 1/32nd nudges. Reverse tiny tails before a drop for that classic jungle spice. You'll get impossible rhythmic moments without drawing 200 automation lanes. Let's quickly make sure you avoid the common pitfalls. Don't overfill the grid. If your loop feels busy but not powerful, remove something. Especially remove something right before a snare. The crowd hears that whole as energy. Don't quantize vocals too hard. That's how you lose swagger. Nudge a few chops late by 5 to 15 ms and listen for the pocket. Don't drown it in reverb. Ragga DNB prefers tight throws, not a fog. If the drop doesn't hit, don't just turn it up. Check sub versus kick phase relationship, and check sidechain behavior. And don't let a 2-bar loop run for 64 bars with no evolution. Ragga is about responses and turnarounds. Now I want to give you a fast 20-minute practice exercise to lock this in. Make a 2-bar drum loop, break plus punch, and duplicate it to 8 bars. Choose 4 vocal chops in simpler slice mode. Program the structure. Bars 1 to 2, hook using chops A and B. Bars 3 to 4, variation using A and C, and add 1 intentional silence. Bars 5 to 6, response, less vocal, add a mid-bass riff. Bars 7 to 8, turnaround, echo throw plus a drum fill. Then print or resample bars 7 to 8 from the vocal group, and do one micro edit, a stutter or a reverse tail. Your deliverable is an 8-bar loop you can listen to for a full minute without getting bored. If you can do that, scaling to 32 bars is easy. Before we wrap, one last pro check that matters for club music. Put a utility on the master. Hit mono, then drop the gain by 6 dB and listen quietly. If the phrasing still reads in mono and quiet, it's going to translate in a system. Recap. Rag-inspired phrasing is pickup, call, answer, space. Use simpler slicing so vocals become an instrument. Use dub-style echo throws and hard cuts for drama. Keep drums rolling, evolve them every 4 to 8 bars with tiny changes. Arrange a 32-bar drop with signposts and a real turnaround. And when you want it to feel performed, resample the vocal plus space conversation and edit it like audio. This audio version is shortened for playback.